This is the Word in the Walk podcast, pursuing faithfulness to Christ while being grounded in biblical truth.
Today, once again, I'm with Tom Engstead and Tyler Asseltine. This is Josh Kelso. We are going to be talking about the Christian in self-defense. I was asked this question a couple weeks ago, asked if we'd do a podcast on it from one of our members at Gilbert Bible Church. How do we think biblically? What are some principles? What would Scripture speak? And then how should it inform our thinking when thinking about physical self-defense? And so someone is mugging you on the street, or someone intrudes your house, breaks into your house, comes at you. What are some biblical principles for thinking about self-defense? I'm excited about this topic. I think this will be good for us to discuss because I don't think we've actually had this specific discussion together before. So No. Should be interesting to see where this goes. Who wants to start us off? What are some principles? Maybe where would you go first when they're both looking at each other, pointing and laughing.
Laughing.
When thinking about self-defense, Second Amendment, lethal force. What are some foundational principles that guide our thinking?
I'll take a stab at it to set it up for you two to talk about this difficult topic. I think there's three things that we need to address in this conversation. One would be passages that would speak to non-defense, passages that would speak to pro-self-defense, and passages that talk about the Christian's conscience. Mm. It's because I could build a case that it really is a matter of conscience. For some people, it might be wrong, and for other people, it could be right. Mm-hmm. So, guys, go ahead and talk amongst yourself.
All right. Well, I think it's helpful in even hearing those three categories, thinking through how do we inform our conscience, and I think where Scripture is clearest is the most helpful place to start, and that's with the heart that we should have towards mankind. Right. And so just thinking about God's creative order, that man and women are made in the image of God.
Yep.
There is to be an appropriate reverence and respect for life. Every human being is made in the image of God. That's something that is not to be taken lightly. Even the most wicked of mankind, the most evil oppressors, are to be treated with a level of dignity and respect as an image bearer made in God's image. And so it should never be something that is lighthearted when thinking about defending yourself, even unto lethal force. Even those in military or other things like that, right. There just needs to be a reverence there. I think God's call for the Christian to be a peacemaker, to be one who loves peace, who hates violence, I think those are helpful principles to stabilize the heart, that we are not to be vigilantes going out looking for a fight just anywhere we can find it to defend defenseless, and that our call is to go be independent warriors who just love violence for the sake of violence. And I think of Psalm 11:5, the Lord tests the righteous and the wicked. The one who loves violence, his soul hates.
Right.
I remember being confronted with that verse years ago when just thinking about entertainment and what things capture my attention when I watch movies or even sports, where the whole premise of the sport is just ruthless brutality. Do I love that? Do I love looking for a fight, a good argument? Oh, I just love a good debate. Don't want to direct my heart that way. I think Matthew 5:38-39 is really helpful, where Jesus says, you have heard that it is said, that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2. Give to him who asks to you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's all the way through 44.
Right. And I would say that is the common position and verse that's used for people that would say, you should not defend yourself. Mm-hmm. That would be, you know, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I would say I must turn the other cheek opposed to taking out vengeance.
Yep.
or retaliating against something.
Yes.
Which I would say is different than defending myself.
Yep.
But I would say absolutely, if I'm doing something of a heart of paying back vengeance, I need to turn the other cheek.
Yep. And I think that's the heart principle that you see in a lot of those texts. Even Proverbs 25, 21, and 22 echoes the same principle that Jesus right. is getting at there. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. That there is a response to mistreatment that is one of not vindication.
Right.
Not trying to get every wrong accounted for, but a response to evil that is good.
Right.
That's what Paul calls the believer to in Romans 12, yeah. 17 through 21. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. And I love what Paul says there, because he says, so far as it depends on you. He doesn't say, be at peace with all men, mm-hmm. as if you can control what you can't control. But on your side, you are to be a peaceable person. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to echo some of the same things that Jesus said. If your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, again, Proverbs echoes that. You will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So those are some of the hallmark passages that people go to talk about not defending yourself.
Right.
I think you have to take, like you said, a couple steps away from what those passages are actually addressing to get to, therefore, never defend yourself.
Correct.
From physical harm or mistreatment. But the heart of the Christian, I think, is clear that we long for peace. We are not, when we're confronted, we are not looking to escalate things, to bully people out right. of violence.
Right.
We are to be peacemakers. We're looking to subdue the moment.
Wow. Even behind the wheel.
Yeah. Whoa. Not unless the Lord has specifically commissioned you personally to be the keeper of all traffic laws to hold.
No, that's I think, though, on the flip side, though, of to defend yourself, you can go back to, and I'm thinking in Exodus, where Scripture clearly gives us authority to protect your home, to protect your goods. And I think we see that in the New Testament in what the government has put into place, particularly here we are in the United States, what the government has allowed for its citizens. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's a consistency between Old Testament law that we find in Exodus, as well as what the government allows for its citizens today. But that's where it comes down to a matter of conscience.
Yeah. Yeah. And the heart in that, are you looking for a fight? Are you just, hey, just give me a reason to draw?
Yeah.
That would be a horrible disposition.
Right.
Are you willing to endure wrong for the sake of showing love and compassion and forgiveness and grace? Some of that takes discernment in the moment. What is the harm that's coming at you? What is the violence that's being brought out? I think when I think through the Christian and self-defense, I am much more comfortable with the idea or with the principle of defending others who cannot defend themselves,
right,
than defending myself personally.
Yeah.
However, as a father and a husband, if my life is threatened, there is a threat to my family in the potential of my life being taken right. away and the vulnerability, especially if they're in proximity. If someone has to go through me to get to them and they want to get to them, the defending right. of myself is actually a defending of my family.
Absolutely.
In those instances. And so I think that those principles, Psalm 82 verses 3 through 4, it's a psalm of Asaph, and he's addressing those who judge unrighteously. And the call in that for those who are judging unrighteously is to vindicate the weak and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and destitute, rescue the weak and needy, deliver them out of the hands of the wicked. Mm. And that's a bigger context of those who have authority using it and wielding it poorly. But I think there's principles there where God has a heart of compassion
right.
for those who can't defend themselves. And so when thinking through self-defense and even lethal force, first of all, there should be a heightened level of sobriety. If you're ever going to use lethal force, mm-hmm. Know the laws, know what it entails, be willing to accept the consequences of your action, and you need to be very confident that someone's life is in danger if you're going to do that. I worked for a bank for many years, and the instructions that they had, my bank got robbed on one occasion. It was regular that we would hear of other banks getting robbed, and the training that we received, which I was really thankful for, was don't be the hero. Don't right. do what you see on movies. If somebody comes in and they want money and they're threatening any money, give them money. We can get more money. We can't replace lives. Mm. And don't try to protect money at the risk of your or others' lives. I really appreciated that. Yeah. I appreciated the high view of life and that instruction, because it's so easy to be drawn into the moment and to want to be the hero. If somebody wants your wallet, give them your wallet.
Yeah, I think, Josh, just as you say that, it takes this conversation to a different place, maybe. If it is a matter of conscience that you feel that you have this right, and let's say you are a man that is easily angered mm. or you're not sensible,
mm-hmm.
even if you think biblically you have grounds to defend yourself, you might need to step back and just really evaluate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the right type of person? I might have a right to do this, but am I the right type of person
yeah.
that I should even be prepared to defend myself?
Yeah.
'Cause if you are a hothead, you're not the right person to defend yourself.
Yep. That's, I think that is so important, Tom. I think getting counsel from trusted counselors as yeah. to how do they view you. So if you're thinking, should I exercise my Second Amendment right so that I can protect people and defend myself, and I need to do this, I think you'd lose nothing to get godly counsel
right.
and ask mm-hmm. some of those questions, because some of the people that make me most uncomfortable about defending themselves are the ones who are most adamant that they're ready to defend themselves.
Yeah,
and
true.
A gun slinger mentality that's just ready at the...
A brawler. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, in Matthew 5 that we were just at a minute ago, Jesus is telling his people, be ready to give up your rights.
Mm-hmm.
That idea, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, that's common sense, a right. Doesn't God's word say you can, that justice should be there?
Mm.
And I think you're right. It is more of a defending yourself and getting your pound of flesh and getting repayment for the wrong that was done to you after the fact. It's not a self-defense moment that he's addressing right there.
Mm-hmm.
But he is saying, be willing to give up your rights.
Rights.
What the government would say you are due.
Yep.
what the religious leaders at the time would say, you should get justice this way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, no, actually, demonstrate your trust in the Lord. Don't seek vengeance for yourself.
Yep.
You could. Legally, you could.
Could.
Yeah.
And you don't need to. You can trust God and glorify him and love others.
You just might not be the right guy to do that.
To do it. And, you know, I appreciate that God hasn't put explicit commands on when and how you should use lethal force to defend or if.
Right.
Because it comes back to what you talked about, Tom, matters of the conscience, matters of wisdom, matters of trust. I think there is a way that somebody could defend themselves and have it be sinful.
Right.
Rooted in fear, rooted in anger, rooted in retaliation, all of those things. I think there is somewhat a way to not defend yourself and sin.
Correct.
Out of fear, being a coward, lots of ways that you could sin in the midst of that. I think there's ways to defend and do it in a God-honoring way with love, humility, temperance, sensibility, compassion, all of those things. I think there's ways to not defend yourself in the heat of a moment and trust the Lord and have courage. So really evaluating your heart motive, the nuances. Every situation is going to bear its own nuances and complications. There's not really a one-for-all script of how to navigate different circumstances. And I think it takes discernment. Committing yourself to being the right kind of person that God calls mm-hmm. you to be is going to help give clarity of direction. And I've heard people who go, I just don't think I could ever bring myself to take another person's life. And I wouldn't want to inform their conscience another way, as if they're sinning, if they're unwilling
Absolutely.
To, if the apprehension is rooted out of high value for life and God's creation and mm-hmm. a reticence to want to take that upon themselves. I wouldn't want to inform somebody's conscience the other way, even if I feel an obligation, a moral obligation to protect a life
Absolutely.
At all costs. So I think on both sides, there needs to be temperance and graciousness wherever someone may fall.
Absolutely.
I've heard people prop up that it is your moral obligation before the Lord to exercise your Second Amendment rights and to protect at all costs. I just wouldn't want to put that on
somebody's conscience.
I wouldn't
want to put
that on
somebody. That's right. We agree.
Yeah, we must value life.
Yeah.
That is evident from the first pages of Scripture. I do think there is the idea of protection is built into how God has designed men in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that right with his very first role going into the garden. To keep, to protect, when there's not even sin, what is it protecting from? Well, we find out in chapter 3, temptation. And the goal in all of that ought to be to just glorify God and to love others, care for others.
You know, it's a serious topic, and there's a lot to consider. And I do believe this topic is something that you're unsure of, you need to be rooted in what Scripture says and what type of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sensible?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Good discussion. Appreciate your guys' input. I think the big takeaway is value life. In all of these things, we know God is sovereign. That's never a cop-out. That doesn't mean inaction. That means action unto what God calls us to explicitly. Right. And then we trust him with the outcome of those things. And so God's sovereignty is a huge comfort for us in the various circumstances. If we respond and our conviction is that we are to respond one way and that leads to an outcome, we can trust God with the outcome.
Yep.
If we are seeking to honor him and if we're characterized by the virtues that the Lord calls us to, and if we land on another side but we're driven by the same principles, we can trust God with the outcome as well. I think where people get in trouble is when they take logical steps of what will happen if I don't fill in the blank.
Yep.
And so I must do this because if I don't, this will happen. No, no. What does God call you to be? What kind of person does God call you to be? Now trust him with the outcome of that.
Amen.
Excellent. Appreciate you, men. Thank you.
It's great being together.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Word and the Walk podcast. The Word and the Walk podcast is a ministry of Gilbert Bible Church. For more information, please visit our website at gilbertbible.com.